Thank you, Brother Haney. It is a delight to be here today. I would like you to turn with me in your Bibles today to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and verse 4. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and verse 4, here is what theologians call a mainstream truth. The scripture simply says, and all of Judaism is based on this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Say that with me. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Then I want to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and 11. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, in verse 38, the apostle wrote and said, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." If you look at chapter 11 and verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It is obvious here today that there is faith in this house because you can feel it in the atmosphere, but you have projected it by simply coming to this sanctuary. Your worship expresses faith. Your cooperation in what is going on here in the Spirit says to anyone who wants to watch you that you are expressing faith. That's why you're doing it. That's why you came. Verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I want to talk to you today about faith. I think that something will happen for you that will help you. Would you lift your hands, your voices, and your hearts, and would you pray sincerely? Even if you have not prayed for a long time, would you this morning, just in the next few seconds or moments of time, would you pray sincerely from your heart, talking to God as you would any good friend? If you will do that, something will happen. It's already beginning to happen. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, this morning, we thank you for the wonderful touch of God that is in this house. We praise you for every man, woman, boy, and girl that has come within your courts. We praise you for the singing. We praise you today for words of admonition that we have heard. Thank you for the ripple of your Spirit that has crossed the framework of humanity in this place. This morning I am praying that you will anoint these lips of clay. Cause me to speak as an oracle of the Lord. Will you, O Master of the universe today, lift everyone that is here to a higher plane? We will not fail to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask these things in Jesus' blessed and wonderful name. And everyone said, amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Would you clap for the Lord for a moment? And would you worship the Lord? Your clapping sounds like I feel weary. Would you do it again and try to wake yourself up a little bit in the presence of the Lord? Because the presence of the Lord is in this house. And he deserves our very best. So, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout with a voice of triumph unto the Lord this morning. Because God is alive. Hope is in our hearts today. The joy of the Lord is in this house. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Several years ago, a Roman Catholic priest taught me something that made an indelible impression upon my mind, life, and ministry. Years ago, when I first got out of Bible college, I went to Upper State New York, Schenectady. There, I worked in a very, shall we say, home mission setting. By that I mean we were penniless. We had so very little. One of the things we had was a dilapidated tent. It had holes in it, rips in it. It was pathetic looking, but it was the best that we had. And if you close your eyes, your soul can fly away, and it can fly through gates of pearl and walk through streets of gold. You open your eyes, you see the holes and the dilapidation of the situation. And that's how Christianity is. If you look up, you see the beauty. If you look down, you see the garbage. And so we looked up as much as possible. But we decided we would pitch this tent along the highway, and we would have a tent revival. I don't know if you know anything about that or not. Some of the older saints in this church will probably know a lot about that. But anyway, we pitched this tent along the highway, and we hoped by the pitiful signs that we put out and things we were doing that passers-by would at least, you know, venture in, and perchance we would be able to preach the gospel to them and they would get saved. So here we were. We were only a handful of people. The entire orchestra consisted of another dilapidated piece of equipment. It was an old accordion. And you could hardly hear it against the din of the traffic from the highway that went by this place where we had pitched the tent. So here we are. We are singing. We are doing what we can. We have sawdust for carpet near the altar. Everything is borrowed. And things are old. But here we are. And we are worshiping God and we are preaching away. I'm not the preacher. There is an older evangelist that the man I was working with at that time knew as a childhood friend, and he was doing the evangelistic work in this tent revival. We were all there to be supportive. It so happened that this particular night, we had gone through the motions, and that's the best way to say it. We had gone through the motions of having this service. But nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. You get the picture? Nothing was going on. No thing. Zero. Zilch. Nothing was happening. Nothing. It wasn't happening. It just wasn't anything going on. We were trying, but it just wasn't happening. Finally, we had an altar call, and people went down. I went down. Others went down. We stood there. But there was a Roman Catholic lady visiting this particular tent revival. And somehow she got around this side near the wall of the tent. And she was way over here. We prayed and had, you know, our own little service with God. And when we stopped all of that, when we opened our eyes, this Roman Catholic lady was missing. The first thought was that she had just left and slipped out in the shadows and was gone. But as I worked my way around to where she had been standing, I noticed that through this huge rip in the tent, the toe of her shoe was sticking through. What had happened was the Holy Ghost had fallen on her and she had fallen out in the Spirit, out through the rip in the tent. It was that big. She had fallen through the rip in the tent. She was outside in the dew-covered grass speaking with tongues. We crawled through the rip, gathered around her, and this woman was just lying there speaking with tongues. She's in her 80s now. She's one of the most wonderful saints. I still stay in touch with her. She's a marvelous individual. But at this point, she was freshly converted. She came into the church. She lived for God. After a couple of months, she ran up to me one morning in the service, and she said, well, the Stone King, I have a story to tell you. She said, I went to visit one of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal meetings in the city, and she said, my priest was there. She said, he came running to me, and he said, Nellie, he said, I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She said, wonderful, where did you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost? He said, I got it in a charismatic meeting. She said, Father, I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, where did you receive it? She said, I received it in a Pentecostal church. He said, there must be something extra special about receiving the Holy Ghost in a Pentecostal church. And there is. And there is. There's something different about receiving the Holy Ghost here than out there. In the Old Testament, there was an outer court for the Gentiles. No matter how much they wanted beyond the outer court, no matter how much they wanted to get beyond the veil to see the glory, no matter how much they wanted to be a Jew, there was no way for them to get beyond the outer court. They could come to the outer court if they kept all of the laws, but they could not get beyond the outer court into the inner sanctuary, because there was no way for them to ever be born in the tents of Abraham. There was no way for them to come from a Jewish womb. They could not be born in the tents of Abraham. They only could come to the outer court. They could hear about it. They could maybe see in the distance, but they could not get into the inner sanctuary. This Catholic priest understood something. He said there must be something special about receiving the Holy Ghost in a real Pentecostal church. And there is, because when you are born at our altars, you are born into a heritage that goes back to Father Abraham. Here, you are born in the tents of Abraham. I've been to those meetings out there. I've gone to see, not to be seen, but to see. There is something missing there. There is a depth that is not there. There is something that is not there. It's different than in here. I was preaching away like this at a very large conference. Right in the middle of the end of what I was saying, a woman jumped up in the back. She came literally tearing down the aisle, screaming, I have not been born in the tents of Abraham. She said, I got it out there. I've got to be born in here. And she literally threw herself into the altar. She was a charismatic lady. She rolled over, speaking with tongues, came out of it screaming, now I have been born in the tents of Abraham. Would you clap your hands? Would you worship the Lord for just a moment? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's not me saying that. That's her saying that. She saw something and she came running. When you get the Holy Ghost here, something happens. There's a heritage that is transmitted to you that those people out there do not have. They're on their way to something. They're on their way to something greater. That something greater is here. People, don't leave this for out there. Hold on to this in here and worship the Lord like you've never worshiped the Lord before. When visitors come through the doors, do your thing for Jesus, because that's why they came. They came to see what the difference is. If you do not do your thing for God, they will not know what the difference is, nor will they feel it. How many of you would like to do your thing this morning? Some of you would, I can tell by looking at your faces. Some of you are still asleep, but we will become awakened here in a few minutes. Would you lift your hands again, and would you worship the Lord? Would you let your voice out? Because surely the presence of the Lord is in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The whole, I reiterate, of Judaism is based upon that truth. There are not two gods. There are not three gods. There is only one God. And His name is what?
Jesus.
Say it again.
Jesus.
Is there any other name?
No.
There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. His name is Jesus. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, is what we call a mainstream truth. The Mississippi River is a major water flow. It comes right down to the center of this country. It is true. There are many tributaries that flow into the Mississippi to make it what it is. But those tributaries flow into the mainstream. Yes, there are scriptures that at first glance would make it appear that there are two or three, perhaps, in the Godhead. But because, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, is a mainstream truth, then of necessity all of these other tributaries must be forced to flow into the mainstream. And they do. That's why Jesus said, when you see me, you have seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Before Abraham was, I am. And on it goes. Say, I understand that. Say, I've got that. Say, I'm so blessed. Punch your neighbor and say, are you? Do you feel us waking up? I feel that we are waking up. Because there's something beginning to get a hold of our minds. Something is beginning to quicken in our hearts. Wonderful what the moving of the Spirit can do. I went to a church in Kingsport, Tennessee, and preached for a pastor friend of mine there. He said to me when I arrived, he said, I have a Jewish young man who has been coming to the services. He said, Brother Stone King, he wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, I want you to meet him, so I've arranged for us to have lunch with him. I said, fine. We met him at a restaurant. We arrived first, he came in and sat down. A fine-looking chap, came from a very wealthy family. His story was simply this. His story was that he was raised an Orthodox Jew, but in Orthodox Jewry, he could not find, nor could he touch, the power and the demonstration of God that he read about in the Old Testament at the hands of the prophets of old. It was not there. There was something in him that hungered for a move of God and a touch of God like he read about in his ancestry and in his Jewish antiquity from the Torah and the scriptures as a whole. But he couldn't find it in Judaism. So that began a desperate search on his part. He said to me, he said, Brother Stone King, I went into the occult. He said, because there was power there, and I was looking for power. He said, but I realized after a short time, this was not the power that I was looking for. This was not the power of God. He said, it's miraculous that I escaped it without being possessed by it. He said, but I was able to shake it, and I was able to get out of it. He said, that then drove me to begin to read the New Testament. He said, because I wanted to know where the power was in this hour. He said, reading the New Testament secretly, I became convinced that this Jesus that the Christians preached about was indeed my Messiah. He said, so I became converted to the concept and truth that Jesus is the Messiah. He said, that led me to the Catholic Church. That's what I knew about Christianity, was Catholicism. He said, I went to the Catholic Church. He said, there was nothing there. He said, for a Jew, there is no difference between walking into a Roman Catholic Church and the Temple of Zeus. He said, to us, it is all idolatry. He said, the statues, the icons, it is idolatry, and we are forbidden to worship in idolatry. He said, so I knew it wasn't there. He said, that led me to the Baptist church. He said, they had a little more. He said, I liked the singing. He said, there was something there that was greater. He said, but when I read in the New Testament, they weren't doing either what was written and what had been exampled by the power of Jesus in his earthly ministry. He said, that sent me to the Assembly of God church. He said, here we had some life. He said, I could feel it, and they had this something, some of them at least, had this something called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, but they were hung up on three gods instead of one. He said, I knew that wasn't right. So he said, I had to leave there. Then he said, somehow I became invited to a United Pentecostal church. He said, Brother Stone King, when I walked through the doors and saw you people worship, heard the singing and the clapping and saw the dancing and heard the preaching, he stopped eating, laid down his fork and said to me, he said, you people in United Pentecostal Church are nothing more or nothing less than ancient Judaism extended. He said, you people are what we were supposed to become, but we missed it. It's incredible. Incredible. That night he came to the service. Before I got done giving an altar call, he was on his way down the aisle. I came down off the platform, raised my hands toward him, and before he ever got to me, I said, here it comes. And when I said that, he fell backwards on the floor, speaking with tongues as the Spirit of God gave him the utterance. I got a hold of him and shook him, and in his ear I said, now you are a real Jew. You're a real one now because you've got the goods. This is the city that Abraham looked for. This is the city that he looked for. This is what the prophets of old prophesied. People, you ought to wake up here and understand what it is that you have a hold of. Do you understand how fortunate you are? Gandhi, who was able to liberate India from British rule as a young law student in London, was thrown off a train by the British because his skin was too dark. He realized then that something was terribly wrong with this society and this dominating power. And so he began to search. Brother Dallas in London, England told me that Gandhi came to one of our Oneness Pentecostal churches in London, England, and sat through our services and came to them and said at the end, he said, if I believed what you people preached, I would turn the world upside down. But we somehow do not believe it. We are hung up with all kinds of unimportant things. We have to be pumped, primed. We have got to be constantly encouraged. People, there's enough inside of us here in this place today that if we would come alive and begin to stir up the gift that is inside of us, it would literally tear everything to pieces. Here is a man right here that came to the service Friday night in a wheelchair, had not been able to walk, had not been able to get out of his bed. He was in the service, but the power of God helped him to walk to the altar. He had movement in his hands. I don't see the wheelchair here today because Jesus is greater than a stroke. He is greater than a stroke. He is greater than a stroke. He is greater than a heart attack. He's greater than a case of cancer. This Jesus, He is the greatest. He is the greatest of all. I think you ought to be clapping this morning. I think you ought to be shouting this morning. We don't make enough out of all of this. We don't make enough out of all of this. We don't make enough out of it. Have you ever been healed? Have you ever been really saved? Have you ever really been blessed? It can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. No matter what your problem is this morning, it can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. So you've been away for a while. So you've been away for a while. You can get back this morning. You can get back this morning. Clap again and worship the Lord. Clap again and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're so glad to have you people here today. We're so glad to have you here today. And you're happy to be here. No doubt about it. This is that. This is the best thing that could ever happen to you. There's nothing like it. You may be seated again. And would you lift your hands? And would you worship Him? If we just spent the rest of this time worshiping, if we just spent the rest of this time worshiping here this morning, you people have been preached to death. If you would just worship, just simply worship God, just worship Him, let go all of this that you've been taking in. If you would just give a response to all of this that you have been taking in. It would tear everything to pieces if you just really began to worship here for a few minutes. If you really lost yourself, don't worry about this afternoon. Don't worry about last night. But right now, Jesus is here. Right now, Jesus is here. And because He is here, anything can happen for you, for your neighbor, for the person next to you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I may not go any farther than this. I've got a lot more to say, but it's already 12:15, and it feels to me like Jesus is walking in this place. So if He's walking in this place, we'll walk with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can you feel the goodness of God coming down upon you? Can you feel the moving of the Spirit? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. I will cry out with my voice. I will cry out with my voice. I will reach out to Him. in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you feel is the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the real thing. That is the real thing. The power of God is in this house this morning. The power of the Holy Ghost is in this house this morning. Hallelujah. 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 There are people weeping all over this audience today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Reach out to what you feel. Reach out to what you feel, and something wonderful will come upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are people here this morning that are genuinely hurting. There are some people here this morning who have come to feel that you are too far out to ever get back. That's not true. The Holy Ghost is dealing with you right now. If He's dealing with you, that means there's hope for you. If you can feel the Holy Ghost in this place this morning, that means that God is still calling you. With the call comes the promise. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. With the call comes the promise. If you're sitting here or standing here this morning and you can feel the Holy Ghost, that means God is calling you. That means God is calling you. Your friends may have given up on you. Your family may have given up on you. But if God is calling you, He has not forgiven up on you. He has not given up on you. And He's calling you back with all of the promises. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'd like all of you to stand right now in the presence of the Lord, because the Holy Ghost is pulling. He is pulling at some of you, powerfully pulling at you. In the name of Jesus, you can come. You can come here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and let your voice out for just a moment? Lift your hands and let your voice out. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's my Jesus. That's Him. That's Him. That's Him. That's Him. There are people right here now seeking God. Those of you who know how to pray, would you come? If you're standing near someone, if you're standing near someone that's moved by God, and you know they need a touch of God in their life, would you take them by the hand and would you come with them? Would you take them by the hand and would you invite them to this place? That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Get a hold of someone's hand and bring them to this place. That's why we came here this morning. We came to see exactly what's happening now. Not to be entertained, but to somehow reach out to those who are among us who need Him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'd like some of you men to come and lay hands on this brother right here and just pray with him. Some of you who are standing there, would you just come and lay hands on him and pray for him? Here's a young lady right here, moved by God. That's it. Just come and lay hands on him and pray. Such as I have in the name of Jesus. Such as I have in the name of Jesus. 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 Would you lift your hands all over this place this morning? And would you pray for these who are standing here in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a restoration in this house. There is a restoration in this house. A restoration in this house. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
The weary can find perfect peace. The broken are restored.
In His presence. Afraid. Keep on coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
His presence.
Right there where you're standing, just reach your hand over.